The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. Oh, hello. Thanks for clicking on me again. Don't forget, you can find this glorious piece of work and loads of other glorious pieces of work right where you are now. They're free to download and you can subscribe to them as well, so you get my voice once a day. You lucky people.
Mum, I want a new phone. Dad, I want a new iPad.
It's coming up towards the end of November, and it's the time of the year when we think about bankrupting ourselves to buy the Christmas presents that our friends, family and loved ones really want this year. But of course, as you know, unless somebody gives you a list, it can be really difficult to think of things to buy. Well, I have the solution. Here are some last-minute Christmas presents which are available for you to buy this year. On the conveyor belt tonight, worn by Christopher Reeve in the 1978 Superman film, it's Superman's cape, one of six original capes made for and used in the film. It's estimated to fetch a mere £78,000 to £156,000. Or what about Hobbit Baggins' tobacco pipe, used by actor Sir Ian Holm in the film The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. The pipe is estimated to fetch between £78,000 and £93,000. If the person in your life is a biker, amongst the film and television memorabilia for sale is a motorcycle ridden by Hollywood action hero Steve McQueen. McQueen, star of films including Bullet, The Getaway and Papillon, bought the Husqvarna Viking 360 from a Swedish racing driver. It's yours for a guide price of between 117 and 156 grand. If you're a trekker, next on the conveyor belt for Star Trek fans is a jacket worn by William Shatner's Captain Kirk in the 1982 film Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan. The jacket is expected to sell for at least £62,000. Here's another for blokes or birds in leather. A Captain America chopper used by actor Dennis Hopper in the publicity for the film Easy Rider. It wasn't used in the film, but it's still yours for £62,000. Or what about an original Ghostbusters 2 jumpsuit worn by Dan Aykroyd, or a first issue 1953 copy of Playboy magazine featuring Marilyn Monroe on the front cover and signed by Hugh Hefner? Or if you really don't like the person you're buying the present for, what about buying them Orville, the cheeky green duckling wearing a nappy that was a regular on television during the 1980s and 90s alongside ventriloquist Keith Harris? Yes, Orville is up for sale and is expected to reach 10 grand. All these items and more are available for you to buy at auction in the next couple of weeks for the person in your life. Oh look, the Duchess has just left me an old sock tied to the end of the bed with something in it. Let's have a look. Oh. A bag of walnuts and a satsuma.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.